Brenda Abbott here with the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
I'm good. This is kind of the unofficial start of the season.
Down at the theater, right? This is our spring show. So we're
do you always do a spring show then?
We always do a spring show.
Okay, mm-hmm. So this isn't just like an extra one,
no.
Although it is an extra one. You're used to doing an extra one.
Yeah, it's a smaller show. We have about 7 in the cast.
Oh, okay.
We'll do this one now, and then we'll have about 6 weeks, and then we open the summer season.
And you have actors that kind of move in for the whole season, right?
Yes.
Are some of them in this?
It's hard to say.
Okay,
right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's hard to say. We just
not officially then.
We're in the process of casting right now, and you know, it sounds like it should be something that's just very simple. Oh, I want this person, and mm-hmm. There's this whole grid, and it's like this big mathematical equation.
I bet.
If this person isn't available, then you have to find somebody to do this and all of that. So I'm just glad that that's not part of my responsibility.
I agree. March 2nd and 3rd this weekend. This is running more than 2 days, though, right?
Yes, it runs March 2nd through the 11th.
So that's a pretty heavy schedule.
Yeah.
And it is the Great American Trailer Park Musical. And you know, I've heard of this before. Has it been around Broadway?
It's been off Broadway. It was here in Decatur several years ago.
Okay.
It's never went to Broadway. But it is funny stuff. Funny stuff.
A country rock and blues musical about agoraphobia, adultery, 80s nostalgia, spray cheese, roadkill, hysterical pregnancy, a broken electric chair, kleptomania, strippers, flan, and disco. So that's a little rundown of what the show you're going to get. So this is full-on comedy
and music. Full-on comedy and music with songs. I mean, there's a song called Roadkill. One of the songs is titled Make Like a Nail and Press On. This is the musical that if somebody says, I'm just not into, you know, the Mary Poppins type of musical.
Okay.
This is the one they want to come.
It sounds like it's by John Waters. It sounds like, you know, Crybaby or Hairspray or space of weirdness.
Sorta. It's hilarious. I mean, we have a character named Pickles, and she's named Pickles because she's hysterically pregnant.
Okay.
We've got one of the young lady's names is Linoleum because she was born on the kitchen floor.
Okay.
And they all live in a trailer park in Florida called Armadillo Acres. You know, and just as you'd imagine with the pink flamingos out in the mm-hmm. out in the yard and comedy ensues when we have a couple that live in the trailer park and it's coming up on their 20th anniversary and they've been high school sweethearts, and she just can't bring herself to leave the trailer. and then all of a sudden, a stripper named Pippi moves in, and he kind of falls for Pippi, and comedy ensues.
This is not a show for children.
No, I wouldn't recommend.
There's vulgar language in it and everything, right?
Yes.
Just want to make that clear.
We like to say adult language and situations. Mm-hmm.
18 and over, 21 and over, you decide as a parent, maybe?
As a parent, okay. Probably. It's, I mean,
is it an R movie? Is that pretty much what we're
probably
looking at?
Say so, yeah.
Is it? I won't go any further. But again, it starts Friday. We're going to give some tickets away. I've got 5 pair of tickets to give away. We're going to give some away today and then a few more throughout the week. It starts Friday at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, there is a 2 o'clock show. And also, there's Saturday night at 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock. And then Monday and Tuesday are dark. And you're back into 2 shows Wednesday and then shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, plus a couple more day shows on Saturday the 10th and Sunday the 11th. You got, what is that, 11 chances again? I get mm-hmm. usually 11 chances to see the show.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $37.50
for adults. They're $35.40 for those 62 and older. And we do offer a student ticket of $27.75. So if there are any high school students out there or any Milliken students or Richland students that think this might be something for them, we do offer a discount. So,
tell me about the cast. For the most part, is it very local at all? Or
from all over.
Okay.
We have the young lady who plays Pippi the Stripper actually has been on Broadway.
Really?
That's
awesome.
She's done some work in Broadway. We have a couple of familiar faces for those that were out last summer and saw Mamma Mia or saw White Christmas. Heather Beck, who played, she played Tanya in Mamma Mia, and she played Betty in White Christmas.
Okay.
She plays Betty in this show as well. Just a different, much different Betty. Than
different
this.
Kind of Betty.
Yeah, different kind of Betty. And
well, that shows flexibility from White Christmas to Mamma Mia to the Great American Trailer Park.
Yeah, and then we have Sarah Philibaum, who's back with us. And she was with us. She's been with us for two summers.
Mm-hmm.
She will play. She plays Linoleum. And just there's a kind of a Greek chorus trio, and she plays one of those. And the music, I guess, is just amazing. I guess I've stepped into rehearsal a couple times, and we've got some people with some pipes on them.
That's awesome. Is this a show with music in it, or is this a musical show? Is there there's more music than spoken lines, or is there any spoken lines?
There's more. There's kind of a half spoken lines, half
okay,
music.
Okay, so it's about a 50-50.
Yeah, it's 50-50.
Yeah, so it's like a West Side Story or...
I'd say probably with less music than West Side Story.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, it just if you're trying to figure it out, obviously you can go take a peek at some things online, you know, see if you'd kind of like the show. And if anybody has any questions, they can always call you down there.
Sure can.
What's the phone number?
Phone number is 217-728-7375.
And you can buy tickets by calling in, or if you got questions about the show on what you can do, or you can always go to thelittletheater.com. org. thelittletheater.org, and you can buy your tickets online and get all set up and good to go.
Sure can.
It's we're getting close. You got a few more shows coming, right? Aladdin Jr., is that, how close is that?
That'll be our,
that's
summer,
in June. Okay,
be
so
our
that,
summer show.
That's the beginning.
We
of
will
it.
Have in April, we will have Seussical Jr., which is show that our future star dance and drama students put on.
Nice.
So it's all students of ours. And
our park district is putting on Seussical in a few weeks. And Marie Jagger Taylor, who is a Little Theater veteran.
She sure is. She sure is.
Yeah, that's great. So you get a chance to go see that. That's cool.
Yeah.
I see. Are they on the website somewhere that I'm not seeing? The upcoming show? Because it's all available, right?
They are all available. You can certainly make tickets for all the summer shows right now. They're not online.
Okay.
We're in the process of finalizing the rights for those.
Oh, I see.
And before
okay.
we can officially put them on our website, we need to finalize those rights.
Gotcha.
But our lineup this summer will open with Million Dollar Quartet, followed by Hello Dolly, Damn Yankees, Annie, Young Frankenstein, and Noises Off.
That's a good lineup.
It is a good lineup.
It's going to be fun to talk about. And you are still doing movies on the main stage, right?
We are doing movies on the main stage. Of course, we won't do movies this weekend or next weekend because we have the show.
Yep.
But then we start back up the weekend after, and we'll start back up with The Great American Showman. Or, I'm sorry, The Greatest Showman.
Love the movie. Huge fan. 16, 17, 18. Great showman.
Yeah.
There we go. Anything else to touch on?
Just give us a call. Love to see people out in Sullivan and enjoying the little theater.
Oh, you're going to show The Shape of Water the following weekend, too.
We are. That's the one I'm looking forward
it's good.
To.
Nick enjoyed it. Up for Best Picture.
I've heard several people.
It's probably going to win it.
You think so?
Yeah, I think Guillermo del Toro is going to win the Best Director, I think. Yeah, I think they're going to be the belle of the ball.
Have you seen the recent thing where somebody's saying that they ripped off the idea?
Yeah, I have seen that, but I mean, no.
I guess I got to see it, because the first 10 things I heard was it was not good.
So, they ripped off the idea. They did. It's a love story, so that's not completely original.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you have it.
It's
Beauty and the Beast, I mean, in one way, you know.
What was the first love story? You ripped off Casablanca.
Yep, done.
The Ten Commandments also, you guys are going to be showing that.
We're going to do that Easter weekend.
Yeah.
And The Prince of Egypt, which is kind of the...
Animated?
Animated.
Oh, I like that one. Mm-hmm. It's good.
So movies coming up to stem the tide, and then just, you know, before you know it, you and John will be back in promoting shows.
We will. We will.
It's a nice lineup. Nice and diverse.
Yes.
I like it. All over the place. We're going to get a break as we check away from Brendan. We're going to open up the phone lines. I got two pair of tickets. You can choose your night. I got tickets to Friday night, tickets to Saturday night, 875-1340. 875-1340. We're going to give away a handful of pairs of tickets throughout the week. We're going to give away two right now. You can pick Friday night or Saturday night, 7:30, Little Theater on a Square, in Sullivan. It's a Great American Trailer Park musical for this week, this weekend. The show, again, the show goes through the 11th, but these tickets are for Friday night or Saturday night, so pick your day. 875-1340. Thanks, Brenda.
Thank you.